Hey, Oben, yeah. If people want additional, more sexy content of us, where should they go?
Oh, well, they should go to our Patreon.
Ooh, they could become part of our Discord community, ask me anything, and an additional bonus episode.
And I've heard that someone's told me that sometimes there's some fun little sexy content that comes in every once in a while, too.
I plead the fifth.
Where should they go?
They should check out True North Dom, DOMME.com. And click our Support Us Patreon.
Love it.
You are now listening to the True North Dom podcast, a discussion of all things kink, fetish, Diaz, and sexual curiosities. Have your safe word ready, kinky friends, as you join your hosts, Madam Red and Oben.
Hello, Madam Red, Daddy Red,
True North Dom.
What are we going by today?
Let's do Daddy Red.
Oh, Daddy Red. I see. Okay.
Hey, Thor.
I should fucking go by Thor.
What's with you and Thor? The cock's name's Thor. You're like, I'm going by Thor if you're going to
keep
never changing
named,
your name.
I didn't name the cock.
Your ex-partner did.
My ex-partner named it. Okay. Yeah, I didn't name it Thor. We had Thor. We did an Avengers theme. We had Thor was the giant cock that looked like Nancy.
Okay.
And then we had Captain Marvel was the fisting.
That's it, Captain
Marvel. Because it looked, you know, looked like a female's fist.
Yeah.
And I think we had a Hulk. I mean, you gotta name your dildos. Don't you name your toys?
Just Nancy's named.
You need to name them. Why don't you name them? We should have a naming contest.
Well, there needs to be a sentimental thing. Something's going to happen.
You have the birthday cock. So you are naming them.
I guess so. Birthday cock.
You have birthday cock. You have Nancy.
Nancy.
Now you need to name some other ones.
I don't really have a name for my pretty white one.
Well, we should maybe ask for people to submit their suggestions.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? We'll
named
post it.
Madam or Daddy Red's cock.
Yeah, name Daddy Red's cocks.
So
we can put it on our social media and people can name them.
I'm thinking about doing a scene, my birthday scene with Switch Kitchen. And then we sell the cock in the scene.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like when you sell panties, people sell panties, but you'll sell the cock.
But you get a cock that was used by me.
Interesting. That'd
or
be cool.
Used on me.
Or used on you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's very rare.
Yeah. We're going to save that for later, though.
I mean, that's just something you just, I mean, people could just send you something anyways and say, I mean, this is something a lot of people have, like Amazon wish lists, and people lots of times they'll say, hey, I want you to do a private video for me, so I'll send you this piece of lingerie or this toy. And
I'm
then
not there
you can
yet,
make.
I guess in my branding. I
no.
Right now, just starting an OnlyFans.
No, but so. But you know what I mean. Like it's like that's what a lot of people do. It's like they'll get a certain piece of something from a fan,
right?
And then they'll do a scene in it, and maybe sometimes it'll actually be a very specific scene, and then they then they pay accordingly, whatever that is going to be, right?
Huh.
So I mean, yeah, but who knows? You got like a buffet of options in front of you.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. So what else is going on there, Jeeves?
Not much.
That's what I should call you, Jeeves. I'm just going to call you Jeeves from now on.
Okay, Thor.
Jeeves and Thor.
When we were debating, I was like, Mr. Pig and Oben? Come on. Madam Red, now Daddy Red. I'm like, oh, fuck. We're not going there.
Oh, is this what we call it, debating? Is that what we call when we fight, debating?
Yeah. But it's usually like, I'm doing what I want, so shut the fuck up, Oben.
Right. Well, it's great to be in a partnership with you where you just tell me what the fuck you're going to do. It's
just
great for planning.
See, you say I'm not your dom, but in a way, it kind of is.
And then sometimes when people hear us in the back scenes when I'm like directing, like when we're cutting in the scenes and I'm like, do this, don't do this. Dude, when I did that cut scene where we, at the end of, not the episode before, but I think it's episode 45, where we flip the table over, and I put that after the as an end credit.
That was so
funny. I was just like, as I'm listening to, I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. It's fine. No, it's fine. It's okay. Oh my
God. Yeah. So I think if anyone's listening, if they didn't hear that episode, there's an end credit scene that I put in the episode where we flipped the table over.
Was it you? I thought I did it.
Well, you were coming over to sit next to me because we were watching the porn, remember?
Yeah.
By the way, that we got to do that again.
That was hot.
That was hot.
Because of that, like, Lady Valeska's got this hot porn clip that I purchased. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like that. It's like she's all in latex, and then the gimp's all in latex, and then she has the gimp sucker cock and then strap-on fuck. So it's kind of like that hot porn that we saw.
Right.
But that last minus one. The gas masks.
Right. Yeah. I was when I was watching that scene, I was imagining how warm and those masks would be during that scene.
Oh, yeah. Totally hot.
Right.
And then breathing in it, because when you wear a gas mask, your breath's a little bit already dense and restricted.
Exactly. Plus, they were in the middle of ecstasy?
Yeah.
A little bit more panting, God. Right?
Well, I'm looking forward to our guest today, actually. Yeah, it is a podcast fan.
Yeah, that reached out to us.
Yeah, and I've had a couple people write in through FetLife asking if, and through Instagram, if we would ever have any guests on the topic of transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, and we actually had a podcast fan actually willing to talk about their journey, which is kind of nice having, instead of pro-doms or sex educators, it's nice to have some listeners be guests on
a normal fan or a normal person.
And talk about their experiences and their kinks and stuff.
Yeah, so her name is Roxy.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to that interview. So why don't we go say hi to Roxy? Today's episode is sponsored by Switch Kitchen. Raw ingredients, always fresh, 100% orgasmic.
Switch Kitchen is your source of premium kink fetish porn made right here in Canada. You can find them at switchkitchen.xyz or on Pornhub, ManyVids, Twitter, and Instagram.
Fulfill some of your sexual curiosities. Check them out today.
Hello. Hi, Roxy.
Hello.
Gotta love technical. Actually, that would be operator error.
There was no technical. It was operator.
That was on
open. Just for everyone that's listening, we started it and then I realized I didn't push record.
Luckily, we didn't get too far in the conversation. So you were one of our listeners who asked us to do a topic about transgender, right?
Yeah.
Well, now you're going to be doing it.
I kind of realized that. I feel very out of my league, but I'm really good at flying by the seat of my pants. So
good. There is no league. This is just us.
There's a hierarchy here.
Yeah. Oben's good at interviewing questions. So
that's right. Yeah.
Next, you know, you'll be crying on the floor, like telling all your feelings about everything. So yeah.
I stuff those deep down and I do it all cerebral. Like just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I see a challenge awaits us.
Awesome interview.
I'm an open person though, so don't really, there's like certain things I gotta be vague about, but that's for
well, it's the same here. There's always a certain amount of vagueness when you know, that's the thing. It's really interesting about kink. And I was thinking about this the other day. I kind of get reflective on the new year and I was thinking about kink and some of the things we're doing, and I guess the word is frustrating, but it's so hard sometimes in this you know, certain lifestyle, and we'll have a conversation about your kink related to other things, but like when it comes to, you know, a lifestyle and how we have to be selective and how we talk about it sometimes,
yeah
it's luckily I've been surrounded by like good friends and stuff, and they're kind of watching me begin this journey, and so like they've been really open and accepting to it. I also Yeah, do notice that, like, oh shit, I can't talk about it, like, at work. I'm like, oh, there's this person I'm right. seeing. We had fun.
Like, right. It's like, hey, what did you do this weekend? Oh, I was lived in a, you know, I was in a cage for 6 hours while they poured water on me. You can't now, always tell them.
Roxy, if I remember it, you said you're exploring being a Dom, right? You're going that side of the slash of your exploration.
That seems to be what I kind of fall into, in essence. I consider myself a switch, but mm-hmm. prominently Dom. That just, I think it's also like a security thing, like intimacy and stuff that, like, I'm not quite like open to exploring. Like, I mm-hmm. do want to, but I'm gonna have to like feel it out for a good moment, I think. But
For our listeners, I would love to ask, is how do you identify gender-wise?
So, as a transgender woman.
Okay. And how long has this journey been going on for you? Like, have you just recently, in the last few years, or has this been a long journey?
I don't know. It's a hard one. Mm-hmm. It's a very long process of like coming to fruition, in essence.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been along either the gender journey and also like kink journey. They mm-hmm. seem to kind of run side by side, but they both didn't quite express themselves till later in life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I've been hormonally, like, kind of, I guess, more medically transitioning mm-hmm. in like the last 3 years or so.
Okay.
Like three in like February, but that's and so maybe four I've been out and mm-hmm. kind of expressing myself as I am today. Mm-hmm. And that's been a whole wonderful journey.
Sure. Oh, that's great to hear, actually.
I mean, it's interesting. I mean, when it comes to being transgender and kink, those are two separate journeys, obviously. One doesn't necessarily equal the other one. How long has your kink journey been?
Probably roughly the last like year, maybe.
Okay.
Like at least to be like very open and forthright about mm-hmm. it, and wanting to mm-hmm. get into the community, because I've always kind of been a spectator or kind of voyeurish, where it's like I was constantly seeing all these things on the internet and whatever else, watching documentaries, doing all this like research and exploration, and it tied into like my kinks and stuff, but it like I never felt like I could fully embrace it. And I tried to mm-hmm. at like Halloween or at different events, but it was mm-hmm. just like there was a lot tied up in there, that like guilt, shame, fear, like there's so many things, and that's too many closets to come out of.
one door at a time Or you could be like me and just say fuck it, here it all is.
That's kind of where I've been more recently. I'm just like, here I am, like people at my works, most of my, I don't know, some people know that I have some extracurricular activities I take part in, but that's been pretty interesting in and of itself. And I kind of joke, and it's kind of slightly at myself, but whatever, is like, I was like, when I started finally like presenting like full time as a female, like as a woman, that it was like, I had done Halloween and I was working with mm-hmm. someone else who was mm-hmm. trans, and it kind of felt comfortable. Like, okay, I'm going to fucking do it. They're doing it. I'm going to do it.
Fuck yeah.
And I dressed up as like Phoenix from like Marvel or whatever.
Nice.
And went, like,
like the full red hair?
Yeah. Or I had like brown hair because of the wig that I had available, but like I had the green and gold suit and stuff, and went like full blown. And it was funny. It was great wandering around in that all day. And it's like nice and skin tight and all that fun jazz. And so then I kind of joke that like Halloween just didn't end that year. it just kept going and been running with it since. But
Now, what are your kinks? Do you want to open up about your like kinky stuff? Like, what are you into?
Sure.
I know you said you like the tight fitting spandexy stuff.
Yeah. Like I guess very much about like form fitting items, things that like hug the body. I enjoy that on somebody and on myself. Like started off with like hosiery, nylons, tights, pantyhose, all that stuff. Yeah. And that's been a lifelong.
Well, that was my entry to the kink world was nylons.
Yeah. I've heard you mention that. So like that was very early on, and that's been a theme my whole life. And then it expanded into like full body coverings. Like, I don't know if you've heard of like Zentai suits.
Yes. Oh my God. I followed
yeah. So when you sent that to me, I had to Google it.
Yeah.
I was like, Zentai. That's
me. I follow a bunch of people.
I don't stalk you. I see you every day.
You're full of shit. You fucking stalk me.
I do not. No, I had to Google that, Roxy. I was like, what? And then I was like, oh yeah. Okay. Like in a lot of costume type stuff or like cosplay stuff.
So so explain it to our listeners who may not know about it, Roxy.
So it is the predecessor, if that's even right, or like I don't, it was pre-morph suits.
Yeah,
The Zentai and morph suits kind of go hand in hand, but one is actually like not just like party woo. The other that's like it's a more experiential like journey. It's like a whole like anonymity, however, yes. Like being anonymous, like having your face, like you are head to toe covered.
You're head to toe, and it's typically like all one, what's the word? Like one kind of color or one kind of pattern or something.
Yeah. And it's usually like a almost spandexy lycra material. Yes.
So there's lots of bulge, right?
Oh, so many bulges.
Yes, I think I might get into this now.
It's very like
David Bowie. Ugh.
Yeah, yeah, yes, Hoggle. And yes. An ex of mine was just like, wait for it. Yes, Hoggle. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God.
Labyrinth fans.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that's a fun, like, sensation play in and of itself, because like when you're both in suits and you've kind of lost that, like you're just working with the forms and then feeling each other very like sensational and stuff.
It is. Yeah. It seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems because you definitely lose yourself because there is almost no face to it. There's just a form. You're not any specific gender for the most part. At times, and it's just this, not only is it the form fitting and the feeling of it, but it's just this object or this thing that you can become. Yeah. Is that a bit it?
Yeah, and some reason objectification has been a thing of mine, I guess.
Right.
And that runs along like with like the tights and hosiery and all that stuff, where it's very form fitting and accentuates the body. You can match with outfits. You can do all this stuff, and just something with certain colors or like the flavor of the week and this and that. And it just, kind of is a weird thing that like has just run rampant my whole life that I just, not that I want to get rid of it. It's just never been like shaken. It's maybe lessened with hormones and like my lessening of kind of my sex drive in a bit, but
would you find, like, is that stuff mostly like online that you find those kind of suits?
Early on it was like eBay. I think there's some others that make like higher end ones, and just like latex and stuff, you can put zippers in different areas, you can have toes, you can have fingers, mitts, whatever, you can have full enclosure, you can have the eyes or mouth exposed, different entry points, you can enter through like the crotch, you can enter through the shoulders.
So is it, and it's like, so is it something that you have to really get your fit on, or is it an easy entry into some of that stuff, like sizing and those kind of things?
They have pretty general sizes, kind of like anything. We can start
Yes.
off with like a good thing and then
Yeah.
I tend to go slightly too small and it's
Of
detrimental
course.
to the zipper. The zipper
Oh,
doesn't.
yeah. It's like
And
sometimes I
so
look at those zippers and I'm like, oh my God, those things are barely holding together.
I know. I've had teeth slippage. I've
Oh,
lost.
yeah.
My gosh.
I was Samus, like Zero Suit Samus, like
Yes.
the gal that's in Metroid Prime.
Yes. Oh.
And I was in that, and I love it. It like feels amazing. And then the purse, like it may have been taken from another person, but the design of it, there's like a certain artist that will make them where they have like all the highlights and the shadows, and it just like makes your ass and your boobs just like everything look amazing. And it looks like you
That's
have
what I need. I
it
need
makes
that.
you look like you have abs. It's
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
like, I
yeah,
should get one of
does
those.
all the work for you.
Big titties.
There
Oh my
you
God,
go.
that sounds phenomenal. So that was something that you enjoyed prior to coming out or prior to transitioning. Was that something that you were into before?
Yeah.
Very
And
cool.
so I had like a Venom suit early on, like just trying to like, okay, how can I incorporate like almost costuming cosplay-ish
Yes.
stuff to be able to
Yes.
like get this without just being like, here's my fucking kink. Like,
You
it's
know,
just
there's a lot of cosplay people. Nancy, who helps with the podcast, is huge into cosplay. So there's
Yeah.
lots of kinky cosplayers out there.
Yeah, and then
Yeah.
just like I love too that there's like cross play where they'll take
Okay.
like a male spin on a female character or a female
Right.
spin on a male character, and it gets
Yes.
like really crazy. And then there's like kind of sexualized versions of them, and it's like you can have this like super fucking hot Pikachu, and you're like, oh shit.
Oh shit, I know, right?
Oh shit. Next, you're masturbating to Pikachu.
Okay, I just watched Pikachu, the pet detective Pikachu the other day, and I feel perverted.
Yeah, gotta catch them all.
I
So,
know, right? So can I ask you also a question, Roxy?
yeah.
Do you identify as straight or as queer or as gay? Is there a sexuality that you identify with?
I say like pansexual, like
Okay.
I'm still kind of figuring things out. But like I'm kind of for whatever orientation and kind of whatever body type, kind of depending on like
Right.
how well I connect with that person. And
Sure.
this is kind of even a newer term to me is like pan romantic.
Oh, okay. I've never
So it's
heard
like,
that one, but I identify as demisexual. I
yeah.
just need a connection to be physical with someone.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the same lines. And it's like, I don't want
Okay.
to like stack terms on terms on terms, but it's
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
for the most part, I'm very open, but I do desire some kind of connection. And I seem to be drawn more to an androgynous look myself
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
and
Well, I
like kind of
think,
morph, yeah,
yeah, I mean,
morph.
think it's talking about some of that, with those suits, I think that would make a lot of sense on some level, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What other kind of kinks do you like to explore? What's your newest kink?
Well, I took a page out of Madame Red's book and I smashed a cake on somebody.
Yeah, that a girl.
I didn't do the whole cake, but I it's hilarious. I set it out, I had them stand over it, and then I
Ooh,
was just
jealous.
like, you're probably wondering, like, there's a cake here, but it's not my
Yeah.
birthday.
I'd like to hear about this. So, how did it make you feel? Do you like it? It makes me happy.
I enjoyed it. I did it. I wasn't completely rude and just smash it in their face, even
Well,
though
you
that
should
would
have.
be fun. I know.
Level up next time, because
I
if
know.
you
I was.
smash it on their ass when they're bent over on all fours or in their face, it's just this,
Okay, she's excited now.
it just
Okay.
feels good. It's just like, ugh, like,
So,
ugh.
see your
yeah.
enthusiasm. It's what
Oh,
convinced
yeah.
me. Like, I smashed
Right?
it. I smashed on their chest, put a little on their face and chin and stuff. But I was also trying to be sweet because, haha, no, like,
Yeah.
but
I'm gonna convert them all.
So here's the big question I want to know. What kind of mess did you make? That's the biggest thing we had to always worry about.
Yes, yes. I laid out the sheet and all that, and it's still like.
Yeah. Everywhere,
I would flick my hand or do something, and it goes flying over off of the sheet, and I'm just like, okay, this is pointless, and cleanup is horrible of the person.
It's so hard to get.
Pro tip: drop cloths for listeners. Pro tip: if you're into sploshing or decide to explore my kink, go to the dollar store if you're in the U.S., like Dollar General, Dollar Store, or Party Card Factory Outlet. Or if you're in Canada, Dollarama, and go in the party section, get the plastic tablecloths for like $1, $1.50. I always keep like 5 or 6 of them in my dungeon bag.
You keep them in your car.
You never know when you're gonna smash cake. Or do the cheap dollar store painter drop cloths, plastic. Again, lay it out. It's huge.
Remember we used that, like when you and I first did it, we used that sheet.
Yes.
And it was a white sheet. It was a chocolate cake. Seriously, my partner, my lunch partner was like,
what is this?
What the heck? Did you guys shit all over the fucking bed? Like, we could not, like that sheet was done. We could not get it clean.
Roxy, the best thing is to take a picture of someone covered in chocolate cake and send it to someone, because there's a lot of fucking questions.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell?
It's like, oh, you just went to scat play?
I just met them.
Well, oh, this was like the first meet. That would be awesome. We'd be like, first meet. Hey, so first date, by the way, we're not going to eat this cake.
But this person, like, this is maybe my second time playing with them, but I've been feeling really comfortable with them, and awesome. So I was trying to also like signify that I wanted to, like, I the only term I can think of is propose, but I don't want it to be that serious. But it was just like propose, like, okay, let's be like more serious play partners, or like possibly like talk with them and like figure out, do you want to do like a dom sub role? And they're just like, I'm comfortable with being like more dedicated play partners right now, and then we'll see how this goes and as it evolves and what kind of like protocol and stuff we establish. And so
I'm happy for you. It's beautiful to see how it evolves.
Because I've been looking for some kind of consistency so I can like get better and get more comfortable in myself, and I find all this like very affirming and like like empowering and stuff, and it's like it feels right, and so I want to continue this.
It's like, nice when you have I find if I have a consistent partner, it expands my growth. Like, I like doing plays with different people because you learn things about different people. But
yeah,
when I have a primary person, I find I'm more expansive on my dominance, my growth, and I grow tremendously. And observing their body languages and stuff.
Yeah. And like, I feel like I'm a fairly like empathic, compassionate person. And like, although I do enjoy inflicting some kind of discomfort to them, and it's just, but it's like, I'm watching their body, I'm watching their breathing, I'm watching different things. And there's still like a lot to learn, but I usually, if the, like they start to get a little louder, I can check in and like, okay, where are you at? Like, is this okay? How about this? Like,
Roxy, how does being transgender, how do you feel it's received in the kink community? I don't know how much involvement you have with it. Is it something that you feel is accepted fairly well, or is there still some things that sometimes a bit of a struggle?
Kind of. Like, sadly, with everything going on, like, I haven't been able to attend, like, a real munch and stuff.
Of course, of course.
Like, luckily, with the person I'm playing with now, they have more experience, and they've been in the community, I think, like 5 years or so, and like are fairly connected in like the queer community and stuff.
Yes.
They're trans as well. So like that's helping out. But Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of a weird situation of, like, I know I'm being fetishized or objectified for being trans, but then it's like, part of me is like, oh, can I kind of play into that to kind of like semi get what I want? But I, like, I don't want to be like exploitive though, but it's like, I want to get experience. I want to play with people, but also, like, there's just certain experiences I don't want to go towards. And it's like, even with blatantly putting on FetLife or whatever, like, no hookups, like, people are still coming out of the blue. Yeah.
Right.
That's an interesting thing that you mentioned about being fetishized for being trans. And I think there's a certain amount, I know it's completely different, but I know that Madam Red has talked about being fetishized as a dom and for a certain amount of things. And so it's interesting that you said that you've played into that because it allows you to maybe enjoy some of the things you want to out of that. But it sounds like it's a bit of a struggle, or like you're not sure where it goes or that, or how do you feel?
Yeah, like it's kind of weird. Like, I don't, it's kind of funny in the sense that it's like, we're acting out fetishes and I'm being fetishized. So, like, why am I not just like comfortable with being a fetish in essence? Yeah. But it's like still like a weird game. And then, I notice I attract a lot of like more like cross dresser sissy types and stuff like that. And I'm like, like, nothing against it. I'll do it. Sure. Like, in essence, like, I've tried a couple people, but like, but also, like, I myself am still developing as like a woman and going through a second am continually going through like a second kind of pubescent stage. And so for me to then project like what I see as femininity onto somebody who wants me to like sissify them or like this and that, it's like a little like interesting, because I'm like, am I even doing that correctly? Like, am I somehow filtering it through another filter? And I don't know. And it's like, I can't, like, I can barely do my own makeup. How am I supposed to like teach you?
Like, YouTube tutorials, bitch.
Yeah. I'll be like, I'm giving you homework.
Put your chastity device when you fucking do it, you little bitch.
So you feel like you're coming up. It seems that gender comes into a lot of your thought process in some of your interactions, whether planned or not. Is that how you're feeling?
Kind of. Interesting. Like, or at least with myself and kind of how I'm being perceived and stuff. And like, also right now I'm more so exploring like all these other facets other than just direct like sexual interaction, like penetration and stuff. Because I don't feel kind of comfortable right now working with what I have. I have had like submissives like do oral and stuff on me, and I enjoy it, but also like I've had a weird relationship with that my whole life. I've been
dysmorphia on some level?
Yeah, or like a dysphoria type of deal.
Right.
But like, I just, like, I have what I have, but it's, it's like, but I don't always want to use it. And so I would rather use a strap on or something if it is going to come to that. At least I haven't quite gone there yet. And I've expressed with like, at least current partner and stuff, where it's kind of like, sometimes I've tried, but it's like my focus and my like libido and all these different things have shifted, and I'm kind of having to rediscover my own like sexual needs and desires and stuff. And so like it has a mind of its own. And so it's like,
do you find too with the hormones that it fluctuates as well?
Yeah. Like, I used to be like aroused instantly and like I don't know, take care of it and it would just be on repeat. Like, it could come and go and like really fast and have quick turnover until like things just ran dry in essence. And then now it's like I have to focus more. I have to be more like into this person. I think in kind
you're
of
becoming,
more,
yeah, you're a woman. Yeah. Now. Welcome yeah, to being a woman. It's not always fun.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of like somebody. I was with somebody and they're like, will you fuck me? I was like, okay, sure. Like I got a C ring and yeah. was just like, okay. And I've had other people where I'm like, come on, you got to like suck some blood into it. Get it. Like, like come on. Like, put some effort and then it's just like you gotta do the business and it's like yeah and it just kind of like right. peters out.
That's interesting. So how do you, and maybe you don't know this answer, and this is just something I've thought and maybe some listeners do, how do you want someone to approach you as a trans woman? Now I would think you'd want to be approached as a woman, right, in that sense. Yeah. Am I thinking this wrong? Because again, like you've talked about the fetishizing as being trans and these kind of things, or what's your feelings on that?
Like I can, like that's a toughie. Like I yeah. want to be addressed, like I want to be approached as a woman and all this, yeah. like in that and be respected and stuff. Yeah. But like
yeah.
I can also see them. I guess in essence like a marketing value of just being like right. I'm like and
right
but yeah it's kind of it's a weird it's just a weird like rope to like on a line to walk there where it's like
yeah
and especially even in the dating world I don't live in like the best of areas for mm-hmm. such but mm-hmm. it's like kind of hit and miss there where it's like again, you're either like somebody's exploring and they right. don't know and mm-hmm. they want to see what happens and then something happens and they're like, oh, that's not what I thought it was. Bye. And it's like, mm-hmm. oh, okay, shit. Oh, wow. Now I'm your like shameful guilt thing. Like, right. I don't Holy know. Fuck.
Yeah.
Like I've luckily, and that was, I've had an experience like that and it was just like nothing mm-hmm. against you. It just like and it was just like, oh, okay. Wow. All right, bye. Like
yeah,
right. but yeah, and just yeah, and like I said, I've kind of been struggling myself with like my sex life, at least when it just comes to like straightforward sex. Like mm-hmm. I haven't quite been there in a long time. So it's like yep. it's an interesting one to juggle and I'm and then even playing and doing like kink stuff like I'm perfectly fine doing everything else and riding that like wave that I yeah. like I experience when like playing and mm-hmm. having those like waves of arousal and this and that and I'm perfectly fine like not doing anything to like finish in essence and just yes. be like kind of done yes. and maybe it's back in my mind and I'll use that as my fantasy or whatever right. later on right, and kind of right. But yeah it's I don't know I kind of lost my train but
no,
yeah
but it makes just, sense yeah, yeah I mean it just sounds like you know you're still growing and figuring out and journeying and
yeah.
speaking as someone who's pansexual and wanting to approach transgender people the most respectful way.
Yeah.
You know, it's something I think, and I think other people know. And, but I think it's interesting in what you're saying is like, maybe you don't know, like you're still figuring out. And some days you want to be X and other days you want to be Y, like as far yeah. as like the way that you want to enjoy things or whatever, who knows?
Yeah. And that's kind of where like, I consider myself just like a switch and stuff where it's like, right. I don't know. Like there's moments where I'm just like, please take me away and have your way. Just like have yeah. your way with me. Rough, yeah. like just do it. But
Jesus
then
Christ,
other times,
I'm there a lot of times.
yeah. And like, yeah. And I saw that in like my recent partner, like just they're like, oh, I'm floating right now. And I'm just like, what else can I do to you? just
nice. Kinda, like,
but it's like, oh, at moments I'm like, God, I kind of like to be there. Like,
right. Right.
It's funny doing this podcast and talking to different people through kink and stuff. I mean, or an array of people from different backgrounds and experiences and different sides of the slash. And it's one thing that Lady Valeska and also Alex with Switch Kitchen is, you know, everyone probably is Switch. It's just, where do you weigh heavier on that spectrum? Yeah. And for myself, I'm finding lately there's days I don't want to make decisions. Like I run a couple companies, like I'm always on, like and some days I just don't want to think. I don't want to be a leader. I don't want to take charge. And I kind of want to be submissive in a way where I can just let go and not have to worry about that. So I think there's a bit of a switch in all of us to a certain degree. And maybe some people's egos allow them to be like, well, no, I'm a master. I'm dominant. And I don't think that's always true, because I find different connections with different people bring different things out and stuff. So, but that's the cool thing about what I like about kink and sexuality is there's nothing painted on the canvas. There's no right or wrong way. It's what you create on that canvas.
Yeah. And it's just trying to see where things go. And I kind of take pride in being like a fairly like experiential person, and I just kind of want to like what gets my rocks off, what doesn't, like what right. what makes me tick, and the things that it's just like, okay, did that, now we can move on. But but nice.
So what's next on your journey? What are you we've been asking people kind of in the new year, like What are you going to, you've said you've tried cake and cake smashing, like, what are you looking forward to? What's kind of going to be a fun, or what do you think you're going to do this year kink-wise?
I have one little scenario that I'm kind of having fun with, and it's like, I want to utilize somebody as like a table to like eat something off of, but I want to like possibly either do like some bondage beforehand and then like wax play and then wrap them in saran wrap and then get like sushi or something ordered. And I would love to have them like bring it, so you get that like, oh my God, somebody saw me. But like, also I understand the consent thing is like, I don't want to just go any person. So maybe I can get a friend to deliver, I don't know, and then lay it out on this person. And then just like enjoy myself while they just sit there in their little cocoon.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking about that one.
We're going to make some notes.
Yeah, right? Like a high protocol sushi.
Yeah, what's the other one? What else are you thinking?
I would love to be able to fist somebody at some point.
Nice. Now you're talking my language, Roxy.
Yeah.
Madam Red will send you some notes later.
Absolutely. Yeah, please. Don't skimp on the lube. Lots of lube. Yes. Yeah, you'll trim your nails. I did that this weekend. I look at my nails. I'm about ready to do prostate play. I was like, oh shit, I got to trim these. I haven't played with an asshole for a while. So
those actually sound pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
I did a lot of like exploration when I was younger. And yeah, definitely lots of lube. And it's just like,
training, so
I don't know, I'd like to do that, and I'm just still building on kind of basic skills at the moment. Feel like I'm trying, and I don't know, I haven't been really like acknowleding the holidays this last year. I'm just kind of like, let's next day.
I know, you know, and you know, when we were first starting this interview, when we first called you, you were kind of like, you know, I'm new to this, I'm not sure, you know, what I have to say and stuff. But I really love our conversation, because you're coming into, you know, from the kink point of view, and you're still trying to figure out a lot of things. And a ton of our listeners are the same way. And I want them to hear from so many different people in different walks of life, where it's like, hey, we're just trying to figure this shit out.
I'm still trying to figure myself out.
And we're trying to, as long as it's consensual and people are, I stop saying as long as no one's getting hurt, because some people want to get hurt.
Yeah. I mean, it's about just having fun, right? If you're having fun doing it, keep fucking doing it. I love it.
We need this COVID to end so that you can go to some munches. We can have some more parties and do that kind of stuff.
I'm trying to attend some like digital stuff. Like I did like Morgan Thorne's like wax play one. Ooh, and then like some other little like the new generation, like little talks and stuff. And like, I've been trying to get out there and like get get into whatever I can. Yeah. But yeah, it's been a trick. It's been tricky lately. And even kind of vetting people and stuff. Yes. I've been like, I still want to see you in person. I want to maybe have coffee or a meal. And it's like, okay, now can I trust that you have a kind of small circle? Cause I kind of do, like, I'm trying to as well, but it's really hard because I'm an extroverted person and a social person. And so it's like,
oh my God, you're so, so true.
Oben's having a fucking meltdown. There's so many times he's just like, I'm depressed. I'm like, okay, let's grab a six pack and go in the woods.
Yeah. And then she's all of a sudden, I got cake in my face. What the fuck? How'd that go?
Then you're tied to a tree with cake on your face.
Exactly.
Yes. Like, hang on a second. I was the one depressed. You were smiling.
That's true. Roxy, thank you so much for letting us talk to you. That was really informative. Thank you. And I had a lot of fun too. I hope
keep
you
in
did
touch.
Too.
I want to hear how your journey is and how you evolve. You're like us. You're going in your cocoon and butterflying like us.
it's another cocoon. But like I've been enjoying listening to y'all, and like I'm trying to like also walk this path kind of correctly, or at least with attentiveness, that it's like I don't want to like harm anybody in a like, or at least without like intentionally doing so or some like horrible manner. But it's listening to your podcast and other ones, I really enjoyed hearing about like consent and stuff, and like as I'm trying to come at this as a dominant, as like in a good fashion, that it's like also like, yeah, I want to tear the person down, but I want to build them up in some kind of manner.
Honestly, check out Morpheus's books that we talked about in that episode. Mm-hmm. My sister ordered some. She loves them. And like I said, the photos are hot. There's some cool techniques and stuff.
Awesome.
I'll send you, because I have your email address, I'll send you some links of a Dom that I think.
And we can put it in the show notes too for other people listening.
Yeah, I think I follow it on our Yahoo. There's a couple people that I follow
Yahoo?
Or not Yahoo. I'm sorry. YouTube. There's a Dom that I follow on our YouTube. She's got some cool presentation, like rope stuff and that. So I can see.
Yeah. That's been a good educational like platform for myself as well. And yeah, I'm seeking like mentorship and stuff and trying to kind of grow and figure things out and like enjoying, like I'm like not super religious, but like quite blessed that you two even like reached out. So it's like, because I really enjoy what you've talked about and how personable you two are, and so it's been a go-to for me. And so
we try our best to respond to stuff, as long as it's not like, hey, what's up, talk to Madam Red. If it's like some substance they need help with, harnesses or want to share,
and you know what, I
want to
reach
out
and and anyone listening, Roxy's a listener and she reached out, and we were happy to have a conversation with you. We'd love anyone else to reach out. So Roxy, I'm gonna thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you both so much. I really appreciate it.
You taught me a new kink. I had to Google what that was. What is that?
You can, if you like wetsuits, if you like latex, it's just it's a softer material, but it's like a sensory deprivation type of sensation at times. Yeah.
Roxy, is there anywhere that anyone, if they want to reach out to you, that is there any way that they can connect with you?
Is
there anything you want to share, like FetLife or anything like that?
Yeah, I've kind of branded myself, I guess. Foxy Queen Roxy, you can find me at most places.
Yeah.
I think Instagram, it's Foxy Queen Roxy with like an underscore because I got deleted a couple times.
Oh, yeah. And so your FetLife, is it Roxy? It's with R-O-X-X-Y? Is that how you spell it?
No, just R-O-X-Y. Just
R-O-X-Y.
Foxy. Yeah, F-O-X-Y. Q-U-E-E-N-R-O-X-Y.
Perfect.
And as long as you're not an asshole, I'm pretty open to talking to people.
Same. If you're an asshole, it's like, bye, Felicia.
Well, have an amazing night, Roxy. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
Cheers. Thanks. Bye.
That was, wow. Really enjoyed that conversation.
Yeah, it was neat. And I learned something new about the whole Lycra spandexy stuff. Because when she emailed, I was like, what is that? I don't know what that is.
I really enjoyed that conversation because I felt that she was fairly open about just like, this is kind of where I'm at. Like, I'm not entirely sure, which I think is phenomenal. Now, the one thing, she talked about her kink journey being a year, but yet she talked about using those suits like a long time ago.
She's kinky. She's been there.
She's been kinky for a long time.
Yeah.
Roxy, you listen to this now. You've been kinky for a while.
Yeah. You know.
Right. But I mean, the thing was, is we wanted to definitely, what I want to make sure people understand is when it comes to kink and transgender or anything, they're separate. Being transgender doesn't mean you're kinky.
Right.
Right. Now, which I think we've talked about
before. I do know, but like, people I've dated, their kink is they like transgender people. See, and when she talked about the fetishized thing, is that the like the fetishized thing?
Okay, so this is something that she did talk about. And that was, and I don't think that's a, I'm going to challenge, and maybe it's a conversation that we have with Roxy another time, or maybe with someone else who's transgender.
Because I wanted to ask
your kink can't be someone's sexuality, that like on what they're doing with their sexuality. That can't be your kink.
I know a couple guys that are like that.
Okay.
Though. They would.
No. I know that they like to, I know that they're liking that they like to have sex with transgender people.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not kink. When you're, you know, when you're transgender, you're either I'm a woman now or I'm a man. You can't say, oh, that's your kink.
It's straight men.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm pushing back on you. And okay. I know it's not you, but I'm pushing back. I don't think that's not fair. I know that there are straight males or any kind of males that are saying, oh, I get turned on by having sex with a,
or masturbating to watching porn of transgender,
which is like male to female transgender. But like, let's talk about an extremely famous transgender person, Natalie Mars.
Right.
I'm not sure what she may say when you say to her, their kink is that they like watching you because you're transgender. That being said, she's also performs as, she's what was the number one, she was the number one transgender porn star last year, wasn't she? Right. So they recognize that. And that was something that Roxy said, like she recognizes that there's people with me at this moment because they're fetishizing me at this moment and my sexuality or my gender.
And I really wanted to question more about that because I've dated men where they would never date a transgender person, but they like, it's a fetish for them. They're obsessed with it.
I know. And I challenge that it's a fetish and more that they're, I don't know. I mean, okay. I love for people to write in and talk to me about this and who knows what the right answer is. But yeah, there are people that are going, I like to watch people that are male to female and they are pre-op, or because they're saying that they like to talk, they enjoy transgender females, okay,
right,
but is it that they like them like where they've had no surgery downstairs?
Exactly.
Right. They haven't had the bottom surgery.
Right.
So and this is why I asked Roxy how she identifies. Does she identify as straight, gay, or queer? And she said pansexual. But I think we had a conversation with someone before that our drag queen, and she identified at the time, I think that she identified as queer, right? And I can be corrected if I'm wrong in that, but it's interesting, right? Because it's like, no, I am a woman now. And I identify as a woman.
Right.
So if I'm attracted to a woman, that means I'm gay because I am a woman. But if I'm attracted to a male as a woman, then I'm straight. Or I'm attracted to all genders, then I'm pansexual. I don't know. I mean, this is something I'm still trying to learn.
A kink's a kink, a fetish is a fetish. It can go all over the place.
I know. But I'm like, how can your kink be someone's gender journey? I'm not saying maybe it is, but I don't know. Like, that doesn't sit right with me. Maybe I'm wrong, right? Like,
I can't say any names, but you know who I'm thinking of.
Well, I know 100% I know 100% who you're thinking of. And it's not unique.
Yeah, no.
It's not unique in years.
It's not the only person. Like, I've met several people like that.
This has been going on for a long time. Yeah. They will accept these people in their bedroom. Exactly. But in society, they're not.
That's so fucked.
Well, I mean, this has been, this feels like a conversation I'm not qualified to have, but these are just my questions. Like, it's just, you know, and this is the thing that we're being challenged with nowadays is concepts of gender, concept of non-binary.
Everything's,
you know,
so technical.
I've had
now.
My daughter come to me and say that she's gender fluid. Some days she may feel like this, and other days she may feel like that. And just because I know of people that say, I identify as a male, but if you look at them, they present very much as a female.
Like me.
Well, yeah, but you don't identify as a male.
No, not really. I identify as a woman.
But no, you identify as a woman.
I strap on, and I'm daddy.
Well, Roxy... Thank you for that wonderful interview.
That was fun. And I can't wait to see what her journey is going to transpire because she's new in Adama. And hopefully, the mentorship, it comes along. I really, honestly, for people who are looking for a mentor, it's, I feel when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. At least I found for me, anytime that I was like learning about investing, like that person came into my life and taught me how to invest. And if I was, you know, with Panther, I was like, okay, I need to learn better about being a better Dom. And that, you know, observing him and his slave just came in the picture. And I was just like, can you take me under your wing? And Roxy seems very extroverted and like she came towards us. So I'm sure she would have no problem when she finds that right person through a munch. Or a workshop, and even just going to like dungeon parties and watching the interaction. I'm a people observer.
How they
interact, and you'll start to explore your dominance and what kind of dom, if you're a sensualist dom or a harsh dom. And I find your energy changes with people too, as far as your plays and dominance or submission, I'm sure. Yeah, I mean, is there different styles of submission for you with different people?
100%.
So, 100%. Yeah. And even it doesn't matter, you know, if you're starting out new or you've been living the lifestyle for a long time, you'll find that. Are you okay?
Okay. I was trying to do. Yeah. I'm getting a little bit of heartburn here. Okay. I'm old as fuck. I'm trying to not
like,
make
oh,
a scene.
Shit. Is this a medical situation?
Oh,
fuck.
Do you want
mouth to mouth with me?
Yeah. Have we ever kissed?
No.
We never have kissed. No. That's right.
But I fucked your ball.
On that note,
that's the kind of woman I am.
On that note, where can people meet us? Or sorry, find us.
I'll finish up what I was saying. I'll wrap her up. But it doesn't matter where you are. You're constantly. It's life. You're going to be learning and growing and expanding, and that's good, right? You're always wanting to turn your leaf. You guys, if you enjoy our podcast, feel free to rate us. I guess we are
on Apple
doing
Podcasts
quite well. So Apple, give us a rate on there if you enjoy us. Share us to a friend.
Yes, please.
Share us
That'd
to
be
your
great.
Kinky friends. We want more perverts to join along
we
our journey.
We love perverts. And we love new perverts and new vanilla people. Welcome to our vanilla people that are listening on here. And please reach out to us, FetLife, True North Dom. D-O-M-M-E, our email, thetruenorthdom@gmail.com. Email and tell us who's right or wrong or
IG.
What do you think of our conversation? IG,
yeah. Totally. If you're trolling, I won't see it. If you got hate mail for me, my beautiful Nancy just deletes that and it does not exist in my world. But I'm sure Owen will read it and have his two cents of opinions for me.
Of course
me.
I will. course I will.
And our website is True North Dom as well. So yeah,
that's right.
True North. Thanks, guys, for joining us. Keep it kinky. Kinky.
You know what? I'm gonna keep this in because the last time I was editing it, you're getting tongue tied. Like, are you getting tongue tied in this one?
Yeah, and I haven't been drinking either.
No, I know. Oh, all right. Yeah. So okay. Again,
keep it kinky, keep it freaky.
Bye.